500 monkeys jibbing towards agorism. So today I wanted to talk really about my efforts to move towards an agorist way of life, I suppose. And obviously for each person it's going to be different, and they're going to have different opportunities to move in this into this direction. And I do feel I'm not doing enough constantly towards making a change in my way of life, which is why I kind of got stuck previously with living in a country. And I do love it, but I've kind of, like I said in previous posts, sacrificed my social networks for that. Which obviously now I'm moving back into the town, a small town, mind you, to rebuild those networks, really, because I was lacking that in my life, and it has affected me, as prior Gibcast have mentioned. But, you know, I do have a plan to start my own adventure, I suppose I'd call it, which I will start to talk about in coming Gibcasts. I've a lot of plans in my head for this venture, and it's going to involve a holistic healing centre, basically, for people with mental health. But that's for another Gibcast in the future. So currently, I work in a fairly corporate company, a big, large company to do with mental health. And some might see this as not very agorist. But to me, I need the experience to make a name for myself. Obviously, I need to earn a lot of cash to buy land, so it'll enable me to set up my venture. Now, some may disagree with that approach, but it's kind of what I need. It's where the universe has put me, and it's the route I'm taking. And when I move into my new place, which hopefully will be soon, currently dealing with solicitors and, you know, all that jazz, I will be starting to grow my own vegetables and things. So I'll start to post a bit more about that. Now, currently, I have been growing stuff, but living in a rented accommodation, which has been lovely and served me well. I haven't been able to adapt the garden as to how I'd like. With this place, it'll be entirely up to me. So I'm going to try and create an urban homestead of sorts. That's a small area, so it won't be anything huge. But I'm trying to think how much, probably about 5 foot wide and maybe by about 10, 15 foot. So not a huge area. You know, I think I'll be able to grow quite a bit on there, just for me. And it's a start, you know, it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, I can learn, teach myself some techniques when I do get a bigger bit of land. That's part of the reason why I'm moving, obviously, so it's going to save me money. You know, I will have the death grip around me of the mortgage, but, you know, to me it's just numbers and on a screen, isn't it? So who cares about that? But getting on to the agorist thing. So obviously I'll be growing my own food, and, you know, I've planted some stuff in the last couple of days, you know, trying to get some seeds going, because in the UK it is actually rather warm at the minute. Spring has arrived early. I think today it was 18 degrees in, well, end of February, which is, well, I think this time last year it was about -3 or -4, so it's quite a change in temperature. That's global warming, or global climate change, as it's called these days, or, well, I don't know what they're calling it these days. That's for another post. So my efforts to obviously move towards agorism, I'm going to start trying to be more self-sufficient in that situation. And I thought I could do that in the country, but without the ability to change my environment and my garden. And to an extent, I probably could have asked the landlord, but I want to be able to experiment and not have that control, I guess, over me having to ask. So the sacrifice is obviously moving into the town, but I'll have my own land, or a small bit of my own land, well, mortgaged land. Right, so this is the right step for me, and I can start that venture of my life. Now, going back to work-wise, I do work in the corporate world, as I say, and getting experience. I try and influence as much as I can my ways of thinking and thoughts. Thankfully, the company I work for, although being very corporate, well, the head office is corporate, my immediate managers are quite liberal to an extent, and I can have some influence on things I want to do, I feel. Currently, I haven't actually implemented anything too extreme from the mainstream sense of extreme, that is. I've spoken before about barefoot walking or earthing. I want to introduce that, which I think will be highly beneficial for patients, but I need to get some more research on that. And I found bit build a good proposal. I hope to get that implemented. And, you know, I can use this time, as I've got unlimited resources, but resources that I can dip into without direct cost to me. And, you know, I'm not going to deliberately work something that fails, but I can experiment a bit for my venture when I eventually get to that stage in my life and the universe takes me there. So that part of me is rather corporate, but I do have, I guess the intentions are to work towards agorism through that, and it's a means of process, I suppose, where I'm working towards being able to have the knowledge, the skills to set up on my own and to do something completely different, and the confidence, I suppose, knowing what I'm doing. So what do I actually do as agorist other than kind of grow my own food? I do spread a lot of the word. I sound like a gospel. I spread the word of the Lord, agorist. Yeah, I spread the word to people, and, you know, more and more, as I've spoken in Jibcast, you know, people are asking me at work about cryptocurrencies. So, you know, I've actually set up an account with somebody the other day with Wirex, which I'll go on to in a bit. So, yeah, it's, I try and influence the people around me. And, you know, I do live a kind of as non-corporate life as I can, and you know, I get my food delivered from a company that does health food. You know, I won't go to supermarkets. I try not to support big companies as much as you can. I know it's difficult in this day and age. I support local companies and basically try and encourage crypto. I ask if they'll take crypto. Well, nearly all the time. In fact, all the time, the answer is no. But, you know, you plant the seed, and that's what it's all about to me, planting the seed. I do have a Wirex account. You may not have heard of Wirex, so if you haven't, you should get into it. They're a good company. They have a banking element to them, but they do have crypto wallets attached to them. Now, they do add ones on regularly. They haven't done for a while, but, you know, they do, and, you know, it'd be great to get Steam on there. So, you know, if more and more people have signed up from Steam, then we can obviously put something forward. But currently they do a Wallo wallet, which is long to explain. They have Ripple on there, they have Ethereum, Bitcoin, Nano, DAO, which I'm not that into, Litecoin and Waves. And then obviously you can have like a current account of your local currency. And I think they do sterling, dollar and euro. They have an app on your phone. Using your card you get, I think it's 0.5% back of everything you use. But it all adds up. So you get like quite a few Satoshi. Interesting. You know, if you're spending £15, you're getting 1,200 something probably Satoshi. So it all adds up. So generally what I try and do is put my spending money onto there and try and use a card. Unfortunately, you have to pay to draw cash out from cash machines. But this is basically due to the bank's not liking their connection to crypto, so they won't allow them to sign up to the Link system, which we have in UK, maybe other places, not sure. They have to charge for use cash point. But you can always get cash back, you know, it's a way around it. But yeah, they're very good customer service, based in London. Always been very helpful to me, runs quite smoothly. Obviously, personally, you can transfer between any of the currencies within the app free of charge. So you can top up your current account and then do that, a transfer from your bank, and then you can top up any of your wallets that I mentioned, the aforementioned wallets, without any charges, which is a great bonus. So generally, I don't keep much in those wallets, and, you know, get a certain amount, and then I'll transfer into my ledger. So yeah, they're a good, and this is who I'd recommend to people new to cryptocurrency, because it's got that wallet, it's got that bank appeal to it, but it's very easy to get into crypto from there, and it's pretty safe because you're protected under kind of the FSA banking regulations, which some I disagree with, but I think it's a very clever way of doing it. It does have its limitations, but they've kind of very cleverly kind of bridged the gap, I suppose, between the bank and crypto, making it easy for the average Joe to understand, and obviously allowing you to have that free freedom of transfer. So yeah, definitely worth looking into. I'll put a link into trying to promote other people's accounts. So I'll put a link into an account that I've helped set up in the information. So yeah, Wirex, that's one of my ventures I do to kind of promote agorism. The problem in the UK is obviously there isn't, well, in my area of UK, I know Manchester and London there probably are, there isn't a big crypto market. We don't have that yet. But, you know, like sample and see, more and more people are turning to it. So this is a small way of doing it and joining Wirex. And they do have an account on Steam, it Wirex app, at Wirex app. So look them up. I'll put a link in. Look them up and let's get Steam on there. That'll be a massive bonus, I think. So, yeah, that's one of the things I do. Secondly is BitClub, which is a mining company based in Iceland, run by Joby Weeks. Again, setting up, I mean, I set up in, do we call it a Bitcoin boom? I made quite a bit of money, and I think it was $1,000 to set all that up, get it going. Joby Weeks personally helped me, really helpful, set it all up for me and, you know, went through everything. Obviously, at a minute, that's not doing very well because of the drop in price of Bitcoin. But yeah, generally, you know, it's really helpful, easy platform to use. Mining isn't profitable at the minute, and I've certainly lost a lot of money on that one, but that's no one's fault. It's just, you know, I went in at the wrong time, I suppose, which is annoying, but, you know, you win some, you lose some, don't you? And, yeah, I lost out on that one. But, you know, we learn. And overall, it's been a good experience with them. So I'll put a link in. Take a look. See what you think. I mean, obviously, mining isn't where the money is at the minute, but, yeah, I mean, hopefully when Bitcoin goes back up, I'll rekindle my money, at least, you know, because obviously lost a fair bit on that one. And next, another venture into is the Sun Exchange. Again, I'll put links to all of these in the description. But the Sun Exchange is, it's magical. It's magical. It's basically crowdfunding for solar cells. Currently it's in South Africa, but I think they do have plans to expand. So you purchase solar cells on the solar panels, purchase it all in Bitcoin or other currencies, but, you know, obviously I do Bitcoin. And yeah, it's a 21-year lease. You're helping the local community there to have solar panels and power, and you get a bit back. Again, the returns are rather good, but obviously I put in a lot during the boom, and so I am down on that, but I'm still getting returns from it, get money back. And again, because I paid in Bitcoin, I am down, but, you know, it's it goes around, comes around. The way I see it, I've managed to help various products, a few recycling companies, an elephant park. So, you know, I'm doing good. I've lost a lot of money, but it's going to a good cause, really, isn't it? Again, just a karma note. You know, I mean, obviously, it's nice to make the money, but at the end of the day, I'm doing something good with, you know, I don't have a lot of money, and I'm doing something good and investing in something good. And that's where I see it. And they're helping to expand the company. Yeah, it's just fantastic. They do sell out very quick, very, very quick, some of them. And there's some I would have liked to have put money into, but I didn't get around to it in time. But yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, it's a really good idea. They have a token as well. But like I say, I'll put the links in, and you can have a look at that. And they have quite a number of projects. I think at the minute they have approximately 6. Yeah, and they're all going well, all producing electricity, and they hope to expand. And, you know, if the idea is fantastic, crowdfunding solar panels and electricity, I mean, what a great idea. I can't remember the guy's name. Abe. Ooh, what's his name? Abraham Cambridge was the founder. Yeah, inspirational, I think. So that's another thing. So those are three, really, that I've put money into and time into. Just, you know, and it just shows you don't have to be completely living outside the status world to do a bit of agorism. And as much as I'd love to be, you know, in this day and age, we're so wrapped up in the society that's been created, I suppose, and it's difficult to come out of it. You know, because you have debts, you have things you have to pay, you know, you got to live somewhere, so you got to pay the rent, you know, and I really don't want to get a mortgage, but it's going to save me nearly £300 a month. And I guess I'm investing for something in the future, you know. I'll have my own property, I suppose. I mean, albeit you got a mortgage or death grip on it. But at the minute, I'm paying, you know, nearly £700 a month just to sleep somewhere, basically. It's just extortionate, really. And to be able to have somewhere that's technically mine on paper. And I think it's making the right calls. Because, you know, I do these, I do the Wirex, I do the BitClub, I do the Sun Exchange, and building up my Bitcoin, well, crypto portfolio. You know, I'm buying into silver. I've got a little bit of gold, but obviously gold's very expensive at the minute. I can't afford that right now. I say I'm beginning to stack, buying silver, obviously growing my own stuff. And it's finding local companies as well, you know. It's like, I mean, the shopping companies I use is one in the UK called Buy Whole Foods Online. And yeah, they're a nice company. I mean, based in England, obviously. They do a lot of health foods and health food supplier. It's a family-run business. Yeah, it's an idea, and it's worth investing in these ideas. It's more ethical than super. I mean, I very occasionally go to the local co-op just because, you know, sometimes you run out of stuff and need to buy stuff. But yeah, I mean, supermarkets I very, very rarely go to. And it's about selecting the companies you use, that's what I'm trying to say. And we all have to shop. And we all have to basically make choices where you get our food. And again, this is where the agorism comes in. Because, you know, if you're constantly going to UK Tesco's or Sainsbury's, they're completely unethical companies. And people always say to me, "Say, oh well, you know, how can you not go to Sainsbury's? It's so easy." And it is easy, and it is hard. You know, it is hard trying to live off this ethos of not going to the supermarkets. And you know, you do get drawn in. But the thing is, the supermarkets are taking over. I mean, there's nothing super about them other than their domination of the market. You know, and we will end up with, well, I mean, Sainsbury's and Asda are joining. So that's going to be down to basically four main companies that will stock and sell everything. Thankfully, the town I'm moving to, I mean, it's got all the supermarkets there, every single one. But in the town centre, there's a lot of independent shops selling quite niche things, which is really good. It's something that everyone needs to consider. Where are you shopping? You know, and a lot of people don't think about it. And this, to me, is the little things you can do to start your mission in agorism. It's choosing where you shop, and you sacrifice a lot of things by making this choice. Your variety of food you can eat, or when you can purchase food. It is hard, and you lose that convenience. But to me, it's well worth it because I know I'm supporting a more ethical company, or as ethical as I can. And I get I pick all organic as well, which I'll do a post on food at some point because I don't go down that route now. But I mean, the food you buy from the supermarkets is just shit, basically. Full of chemicals, full of bad stuff. And all the cheap stuff's good. You know, we're told, you know, good for you, low salt, low this, low that, low God knows what. But it's massively high in chemicals, aspartame, you know, artificial stuff. And it's killing people, basically. I mean, you can try and tell people that, but they won't listen to you. And I do pay more for my food. But it's not that much, probably next to 30 quid a month on average. But I feel so much better. And I mean, obviously, I can't attribute it to that one thing, my feeling better health-wise, but I think it's a massive factor, you know, because we are what we eat. We're putting that into our system, and that's what's creating our energy and basically keeping us alive. And if you're putting chemicals and crap in, then, you know, you're going to feel crap. You know, you're pumping your body full of rubbish. So, yeah, I buy all organic as well, which is more expensive, but at the end of the day, it's your life. It's you. You know, if you're going to pollute your body, then I don't know. To me, it doesn't make sense. And yeah, people say, oh, well, you know, how can you afford to eat organic all the time? And I make sacrifices. I don't have other stuff. I buy food at the beginning of the month, And that's it. You know, I put that money straight into buying food, and then the rest I have to do other stuff with. It's just simple budgeting, really. So I've kind of gone off topic, really. Well, I haven't. But yeah, mainly I wanted to mention the kind of those three things, Wirex, Bitshoe and Sun Exchange, that I do kind of invest in. And it's that little bit of agorism, I think. And I can't stress enough how, even if you're doing a little bit, you're taking that step. You're building part of the jigsaw. And, you know, if you start doing that and you encourage other people to do it, and those people slowly start to move away. And even if, you know, I can get, you know, I mean, I've got a few people with my work into cryptocurrencies. And that's my role, you know. And I've got a few people off the supermarkets and shopping at these companies that I use. It's kind of having your foot in that kind of status world, I suppose, because we can't purely, unless you've got capital to kind of buy some land. I mean, a lot of people do it in America, but in England, I mean, we're a lot smaller. There isn't a space to go off and just set up somewhere, because you'll get caught and it'll get ripped down. So to an extent, you have to play the system. You have to find ways to play the system. And I'm still learning that. But while I can get the information and the knowledge and just build up slowly my portfolio and build a backing of people, you know, I think I'm on the right path, helping to change people's philosophies and encouraging them to look down different alternatives. And to me, that's my contribution that I can make currently in my current situation. And, you know, it is about making your own little individual contribution and building that up. And spreading the word, you know, I'm spreading the word about these companies that I use, and hopefully some of you go to those referrals. And for the ones in the UK, I'll put the Whole Foods online. They're really good. And it's about making the ethical choices. And people sharing those things, because, I mean, I only found it by chance. But, you know, if I share it with somebody, you know, they can go to that and their company will build. And then more people will have this option of good, healthy, organic food. And it is not a bad pricing, because they buy in bulk, you know, and use their own packaging, ethical packaging again. And this is what we want to promote. And it's all about promoting what's good. And it may not be 100% ideal, but it's better than what these supermarkets are producing. And I know I kind of ran it on about supermarkets, but it's also the Wirex banking, crypto wallets and banking. It is the main focus on a bank, but they're linking in cryptos with it, and not with the banking system, but giving you an easy option to transfer from fiat into crypto. It's cleverly done, but take a look. But it's about promoting these companies and making people aware of them and getting them involved. And, you know, this is creating the alternatives to the current systems we have. And, like, people, you know, once more people are using it, are using the crypto, you know, then they have the options to make the crypto cards, or, I mean, currently transfer from crypto onto their fiat card, and you can spend that way. But, you know, obviously if they had enough people there who wanted Bitcoin card, this can be developed. And this is what it's about sharing your terms. And you can't just overnight say, right, we all can use crypto. There needs to be a transitional period and a transitional method, and I believe this is it. And especially in the UK, where cryptos hasn't really, there aren't really a lot of crypto options. Although there is Crypto Fest in the beginning of April, which I'm going to attend, so hopefully some of you will be there. But, yeah, I've never been to an event like that, so that's going to be fascinating to pick up some tips there and everything. So yeah, it's just a little show of what I do to try and be an agorist. And like I say, if you've got any tips that you can add that you do in your life, and you may not even realise, but it's those little things that build the bigger picture, and this is what we need to focus on. You know, 'cause we can't all be, I suppose, like Derek Brose and have our freedom house and grow our own food and completely work for cryptos and live for crypto. And there's a lot of people that do it, but in my environment, I can't do that, because there's just not the options and not the people taking crypto. So we need to start grassroots, really, and build that community. And I think that's my aim for the next few years. It's kind of conforming to a status way, I think, but being on the fringes of it, dipping in when you have to, and, you know, creating the alternatives where I can, and finding the alternatives and bringing that in into that statist society, and trying to pull people back out with me so they're, you know, dipping their toes into a more agorist way, and, you know, slowly stepping over that boundary. And that's where I am really currently. So check out the links below. But feel free to get on the referrals. Some of them I do benefit from, I won't lie, but it's about spreading the word, really, for me. If I make some extra dough out of it or get some freebies, then yeah, of course I'm going to do that. But the main reason is to promote these companies and promote an alternative. So that's about it for today, folks. Next time, eh?